Hello and welcome back. My name is Katie Shepherd and this is the AHA Homeschool Podcast. Today I want to talk to you about convention. I know I've already talked about in a previous episode how important it is to go to convention, and it truly is. If there is a convention within driving distance or somehow that you can get to, I just highly recommend you getting yourself to a homeschool convention. You know, I don't agree with a lot of standard practices, I guess you could say, that the world tends to live by. But I will say that I do think some degree of professional development within whatever area it is you're working is important. My husband is a carpenter, and he very frequently will watch videos from other master carpenters and get ideas and get tips. And it's always good to surround yourself with people who are doing what you're doing. It's good to surround yourself with people who have been where you've been, who can answer questions or maybe just offer a word of encouragement. And that's what homeschool conventions do. It's truly amazing. And I would say take your whole family. If you can, husband, kids, take everybody. It will be good for you to have the encouragement. It will be good for your husband to see and hear from different dads and different speakers that have walked the father role in a homeschooling life. It will be excellent for your children to see curriculum that maybe they're going to get to pick in a couple years, or maybe curriculum that they can pick for next year. And it's just an amazing, inspiring, encouraging environment that I think we all need. And most homeschool conventions are starting to happen around now and go through the next couple months, which is a great time for encouragement, because sometimes at the end of the year, we're starting to feel a little bit like we're dragging our feet, a little bit like it's kind of hard to get through each day, a little bit like, do we have to do that today? And do we have to do that subject today? And what if we take today off? And what if we take tomorrow off? I think as you, the first half of the year, at least in our household, is so much easier to just get to work and be productive. And the second half of the year is harder. And sometimes I think when people end the homeschooling year on maybe a harder season or a harder few months, they're discouraged and they think it's not for me and I don't want to do this next year. And so that's another reason that homeschool conventions at the end of the year like this are just critical for you and your encouragement, and to educate you on maybe some things that you don't know what you're doing. And guess what? We all have things that we don't know what we're doing. Now, I will tell you, I will start with telling you what I did my very first convention. And this is a fantastic example of what not to do. And I look back now and I think that, wow, she was so naive and she was so cute. And I know that even today, I'm still so naive at the things that are to come, because we all are, right? We're all naive at the things that are to come because we haven't done it yet. And if you haven't walked a certain stage with your kids, you just don't know. I went into my first homeschool convention thinking that I knew what I was doing, that I wasn't really there for anyone's advice. I didn't need anyone's help. I just kind of wanted to see the curriculum in person. And so it was the end of the school year where my daughter was in kindergarten and before she was going to first grade. I was completely convinced that I knew exactly what to do and how to educate her in everything. And it got in my way. it got in my way. You see, I have a college degree in education, which I've come to learn doesn't mean a whole lot, you guys. It means you got a college degree in education, but it doesn't mean you can teach and impart wisdom. It doesn't mean you can connect and build relationships. It's just a piece of paper saying that you took some required classes that people think are important to becoming a teacher. Do some people take that and become amazing teachers? Absolutely. Do other people take that and become teachers that leave a lot to be desired? Absolutely. So I went into this convention thinking, I have a teaching degree. I know what I'm doing. At this point in my homeschooling career, I knew what I was doing so much so that I actually refused to use any curriculum except math. I chose to do unit studies with my daughter, which is a great way to learn, except I didn't use anyone's help. I was convinced that it was easy and that I should be able to put these all together by myself, and I didn't need help from a curriculum company. And so that's where I was. And I'm just being totally honest, that's really just not a healthy place to be mentally, to think that you know it all and you're completely confident in what you're doing. And I was humbled a whole lot. I've grown a whole lot since then. So some things that I did that I wouldn't recommend doing. Don't go into it knowing that you or thinking that you know it all, because you don't. And there are things that other people can teach you. Absolutely. Always. There is always someone you can learn from. Don't go to convention and just start randomly buying things. The first booth you go to, just be like, oh, that looks cool, I'm going to buy that. No, that looks cool, I'm going to buy that. Can I tell you that I went to that first convention I went to, I bought a science curriculum and a history curriculum. Now, they were very like minor purchases in the world of curriculum. I think they were like $20-ish each. I, to this day, have never used them. Because all I did was listen to what the person had to say. And I was like, oh, that sounds great. I'm buying it. I didn't think about my child, how she learns best, what learning stage she was at. I didn't think about any of these things. I just bought randomly these flashy, cool items that looked like amazing curriculum. And they probably are, but I still have never touched them. And then that piggybacks into the next thing that I did wrong. I went and I had no plan. I had zero plan in what I wanted to do for my daughter for the upcoming school year. I just went in and was like, sure, that looks good. And sure, that looks good. And I wasn't operating within any sort of organization or plan whatsoever. And I tell you, when you operate within that system, you will spend money you don't need to spend. And that's wasteful for you specifically. It's wasteful for your budget, and then it's wasteful for your time. And then you come home with curriculum that maybe you don't need, don't want, can't use, and you still then have the problem of needing curriculum, right? And then the last thing I did that I don't recommend at all is do not go to a convention and only buy the shopping pass. So if you've never been to a convention before, let me explain a little bit. There's a couple different ways to buy an entrance ticket to get in. Most of the ones I've seen have a family entrance. So when you pay, you're paying for your whole family at once. The one we go to, the entrance fee includes grandparents. So we could take grandparents with us if we want, which is fantastic. And then within that, there are categories of purchases you can make for the entrance. You can either buy a ticket that gets you into everything. So that would be all of the shopping, the vendor hall, and all of the speakers. Or you can buy a ticket that gets you only into the vendor hall. And some may or may not have a ticket where you can only get into the speakers. And let me tell you, you need both. You need to be in that vendor hall, and you also need to be listening to the speakers and taking in the things that they have to say. Do not just go and shop, because it doesn't matter if you have a teaching degree or you've done this for 5 or 6 or 10 years or everything is going really well in your homeschool. There is always someone you can learn from. There is always someone who is a stage ahead of you in life who can impart wisdom and knowledge and experience so that you can learn from them and maybe not make the same mistakes they have made. So I highly recommend going to the speakers. I did not do that my first year, and I realize now how much I miss out on by not making that choice. And it's because I went in with a very proud and very cocky attitude that I knew what I was doing and I didn't need to listen to these people. And I was so wrong. I was so wrong. Go to the speakers. It is so worth it. So then I want to flip over and give you some tips on what to do for a convention so that you can adequately prepare yourself and your family for a fun weekend. So the first things logistically within your family, we had each of our kids take a backpack, which we had to dig out because homeschoolers don't always have backpacks. We had each of our kids take a backpack, and in that backpack, they each brought a book or two to read. They each had a water bottle and they each had a handful of snacks. And then they each also brought a card game that they could play with their siblings. And so now my kids are 11, twins that are 11 and a 15-year-old. So when it is very different for us at a convention hall than someone who has small children. I'll just say that right now. My kids can sit off to the side during one of the speakers and play a game of Uno, and they'll handle it just fine. They'll be fine without me hovering over them. I will tell you, my kids listened to most, if not all, of the speakers we went to last year, and sometimes they would get their book out if they got a little bored toward the end, but it was great that they each had their own backpack and their own snacks and their own books. I would recommend not overloading their backpacks, as they will be carrying it for a long time, and it's not something our kids are used to doing, right? Carrying a backpack full of books. So make sure each of your kids has a way to have snacks and water and a book to read if they're old enough, and maybe card games to play if they're old enough, so that they can, you know, be entertained if and when they need it. And prepare them for that, right? Talk to your kids about that in advance. What is acceptable? What is unacceptable? Prep them for what you expect behavior-wise from them during the speakers. For you, I would say bring some sort of something that you can carry your purchases in. Curriculum is not light. Books, there are so many books at convention, and they're so pretty, and they all look like great things to teach our kids, and you will buy books. So make sure that you have a way to carry those books. You'll see a lot of people with a rolling cart, or maybe somebody that has a toddler and they'll pull around a wagon and use it for the toddler and the purchases. But just keep in mind that you will not want to carry the things you purchase around all day. Maybe you're staying in a hotel that is nearby. Maybe you can just go out to your car and drop things off. But do keep that in mind, that you're not going to want to carry those things all day long. Okay, now, before you go, this is what you need to do so that you come away from convention feeling like you are just fully equipped for the next school year. You need to sit down and sketch out a rough plan for next school year. What are the ages of your kids? What grades are they in? What math curriculum do you want to use for each of them? Do you want to do science and history as a family together? Do you want to have a formal literature curriculum, or do you want to move towards more of like a living book curriculum? Do you want to have a school day that is heavily based in reading and filling out worksheets, or do you want to have a school day that is maybe over a little faster and has more freedom to learn outside or learn hands-on and creatively? Go into it knowing roughly, not knowing, having a rough idea of what your plan is. Now, you don't have to be married to that plan, but sit down and think about it. And that way, if you've decided we're going to do science together as a family, which you should do, I highly recommend doing, you can't go, then you're not going to go into the vendor hall and have someone talk you into, oh, get this science for your third grader and this science for your fifth grader and this science for your eighth grader. They're not going to talk you into that because you will have already decided we're doing science together. The next thing I would recommend is researching the vendors that are going to be there. If you go to the homeschool convention websites, they list all the vendors that are going to be there, and you can go through and see who they are. And you may not, you probably won't, you definitely won't have time to research every single one of them. But if you know you have to pick out a math curriculum while you're at convention, you could make a list of the math vendors that are going to be there and do some online research on their website so that you kind of have an idea what they're about. And make sure then if math is the thing that you're like, I have to make this decision at convention, or I'd really, really, really love to make this decision at convention, and that decision is, say, math, then the first thing you do when you go to the convention hall, when you get into the vendor hall, is you go to the, you don't just roam up and down the aisles. There are beautiful things. There is amazing curriculum that is amazing for someone, but maybe not your family, or maybe your family, but you don't know. There are people that want to buy you things and want to help, or want to sell you things rather, want you to buy their things, and they want to help you, and they're all great, and they're not yucky salesmen. However, you need to focus on what your family needs, because that's what you've been called to. So if math is the thing you're there to like really figure out, then the first thing you do when you go into that vendor hall is you go to those math vendors specifically. You go straight to their booths and you ask the questions. Ask the vendors questions. A lot of times the people who have written the curriculum are even there. Ask. Tell them what you're looking for, why you're looking for it, what you need, what your kid is struggling with this current year. They might tell you to switch and do something different, or they might have some great tips for you to try within the curriculum you're already using. Ask the questions. It's why they're there. They're there to help us and to guide us along this journey of educating our children. The other thing I would say is make a list. I love lists. Lists help keep me on track, because let's face it, our world is very easy to get sidetracked in, is it not? Especially when you're in like a vendor hall. And, you know, last year there was a t-shirt booth that had all kinds of really just fun homeschool, pithy homeschool phrases for moms and dads and kids. And the t-shirt booth was very distracting, and it was something we ended up going to towards the end of our time there, but we didn't start there. So make a list. I have a list already running for this year. It's in a list app in my phone, and every time I think of something, I put it in there. So I have a list of things specifically that I want to look for this year, and I have it by vendor. So there are two specific vendors. Well, three specific vendors that I want to go to their booth this year. I want to open my books. I want to put my hands on the curriculum. I want to read through the books and make a decision while I am at those booths what my kids are going to do next year. And so I have this list because this is the one and only chance I have to actually open these books, flip through them without having to like purchase and ship things back. And I can sit there with my teenager and go through the elective that she has tentatively set aside that she wants to do for next year. The vendor that has that elective is going to be there. So we are going to go in many, many, many times, most of the time, I would say these vendors have samples of their workbooks or their textbooks out and open so that you can flip through them and you can put your hands on them and you can see. So her and I can go to this booth. We can open the book. We can flip through it. And together we can decide if this is the right elective for her next year. This is the one and only opportunity you have to do that. So make a list. I have some very specific questions to ask vendors that I've already written down. I have a list of four or five booths that are my priority booths that I'm going to go to first. And I've gone through a couple of the vendors and there's some specific curriculum I want to look at. And I've made a list of those specific curriculums and the questions that I want to ask or the questions I want to answer for myself, rather just looking through the books. And I know that sounds like a really, really big list, but start making it now. When you're doing school and you realize like, this math isn't working for us, or I really wish my science did X, Y, and Z. Write it down. Write it down in your convention list and see if you can find a science that does X, Y, and Z while you're there. Just go prepared and go with a plan and go with questions. Convention can be great without all those things, but it can be even better if you're taking the time to set yourself up for success for the following school year. So ask the questions. I would suggest making a budget, maybe a curriculum budget, and then maybe like an other budget if you're going to allow your kids to buy t-shirts, or maybe there's books there they want to buy that they can read. But I would suggest going in with some sort of budget so you don't just keep spending. It's easy to do when you're in a vendor hall. And then the other thing I would really recommend doing is going through the list of speakers. And it's hard, you guys. Sometimes there's two or three sessions at once that I want to go to. And it's easy to get distracted by the bright, shiny things. And I would really recommend just staying in your lane where you are right now. If you have all elementary children, you probably don't need to be going to the sessions about high school and college. And if you have all middle school and high school students, you, even though your favorite homeschool speaker may be speaking, if she's speaking on, you know, how to pick literature books for elementary age children, then that's probably not relevant for you. So really make sure you take the time to look through the list of speakers, pick the ones that are most relevant for your stage of life and what your kids need. And just know that we can't do everything. And just because there's a speaker there that you love to listen to her podcast or you love to read his books doesn't necessarily mean that that's a space you need to take time for while at convention, if that makes sense. The speakers you do go see, the sessions you do go to, meet them afterwards. Ask the questions. Again, this is what they're there for. They are there to help you. They're there to answer questions. They're there to tell you, I have been there. I have done that. You can survive this. Keep going. They're there to tell you, I've been there and I tweaked it this way and it worked great for my family. They're there to just give you all of their wisdom, all of their ideas, all of their tips. And if you take the time to take all that in, you will be so blessed headed home and headed into your next school year. And then my final suggestion is, don't allow yourself to get overwhelmed. And if you feel like you're getting overwhelmed, take a break. Go outside, take a walk, go out to lunch. Maybe go back to your hotel room for a couple hours. Let the kids swim, maybe. It's okay to take a break when you're starting to get overwhelmed, because once we get to a point where we're overwhelmed, we really can't make good decisions. We don't make wise decisions. We don't make informed decisions when we start to get overwhelmed. So don't let yourself get overwhelmed. And know that you don't have to answer all of your questions when you're there. But if you don't go in with a list, you're definitely not going to get any questions answered, because you're not going to remember them once you get in there in the hustle and bustle of the room. And most of all, I would tell you, go in with an open heart and an open mind. Go in and take in the other families that you're walking by, how many kids they have, and maybe what a little bit of what their situation is based on what you see. Take it in. Know that these are the same people that are walking a very similar, if not same, journey that you're walking. Take the time to notice how many people are on this journey and that you aren't alone. And I know there are so many days as a homeschool mom where you can feel a little bit alone. It is you and your kids, and you are in it. And it's not supposed to be easy. God doesn't call us and say, like, okay, it's going to be sunshine and rainbows from here on out. No, God calls us to hard things because he wants to refine us and grow us into better humans, humans that better reflect Jesus's character. And so because of that, it's hard sometimes. Fun, amazing, fantastic, also hard. And we can feel alone. Use this time at convention to really take in how many other families are walking this journey. Use it to remind yourself that you are not alone. And use it to take in all the encouragement and all the love and all the wisdom that the vendors and the speakers are there to give you. And truly, I pray that each and every one of you goes to homeschool convention and just takes it all in. It truly is a fantastic experience. All right. Thank you for joining us for this episode of AHA Homeschool Podcast. And we will see you next time.